Life in lockdown, our son hasn't properly seen his family or been able to play with other children for two-thirds of his life. Lockdown put a brake on our growing confidence as new parents. The childcare rules have constantly shifted. They've been as clear as mud. All childcare was initially banned. When our parents see us on Zoom, they often say, "You look like you need a break." In September, the Tories reaffirmed the ban on childcare. But they were in a much weaker position by this point, and had to quickly U-turn. Initially, at the start of last year's lockdown, even children of separated parents were forced to choose who they would live with, before the Tories quickly backed down. One of their first U-turns. The rules state only one household can help you with childcare. And that they're only allowed to babysit your children, no one else's. This just isn't realistic. The same person isn't always able to look after our son. Costs: we want to send our son to nursery, to give him a chance to mix with other children. Theoretically, we are entitled to claim for 85% of the costs. But we've tried every nursery in the three nearest towns. We haven't found a single place with spaces where we'd be eligible to claim the money. Two nurseries want to charge us £70 each, just to be on the waiting list. Once our son turns two, we are eligible for free childcare, due to our circumstances. However, you can only claim from the beginning of term after your child turns two. The timing of our son's birthday means we wouldn't be allowed to claim it for the first 4 months. This is ridiculous. It's impossible to work from home with a toddler. The Tories and employers are deluded when they say otherwise. Trying to take part in a Zoom meeting when your son is screaming in the background and keeps trying to hang up the call is a nightmare. Ian and Juliet, North London Socialist Party, a fighting program for women's rights and socialism. Socialist Party new publication, £1 including postage, from leftbooks.co.uk.